Despite years of democratic electioneering in Ghana, reports by GBC indicate that there is massive ignorance in the country about the voting process. In this light, GBC will launch a project dubbed Ghana Wins Election 2016, which will focus on voter education. The project manager of the initiative, Ebenezer Mpabin, told Behind the News that By the end, Ghanaians will have in-depth knowledge about the voting process.
But the major thing we want to do is voter education. Why? Because there is so much ignorance out there, so much that it is affecting our elections every now and then. Many a Ghanaian, even those who vote right and so-called literate people like us, have no idea the distinctive difference between a spoiled ballot and a rejected ballot. There's a difference. And we did a snap check, a report, and for over 90% of the respondents, they thought spoiled ballots were the same as rejected ballots. Why wouldn't the spoiled ballot people's party come third place in our presidential election? I mean, if you have as many as about 250,000 people nationwide having their ballot rejected, then there is a problem. It is for this reason that we thought voter education is crucial, because in one of the constituencies in Tema, somebody won by only 3 votes. Meanwhile, there were many rejected ballots, which could have either tilted the scales or widened the gap. So what this phenomenon succeeds in doing is to disenfranchise people and probably get the wrong people elected, people they did not actually will to represent them. And if this injustice can be done because of the absence of education, then it is a noble project for us to undertake to minimize the incidence of spoiled ballot and rejected ballots.
Mr. Ebenezer Mpabin said the project is meant to complement efforts by the Electoral Commission and NCCE in public campaigns in the run-up of the election.
So we did not set aside the EC and the NCCE in particular. We consulted them as we put together our project proposal so that we would be sure that the figures we are putting out and the arguments we were making were sound. So then NCCE, for instance, already knew its role in our project even before we presented it, because we needed to convince Star Ghana that we had secured the NCCE's permission to use their people in a sustainable way on our project till the very end, because we're going to have programs virtually every week and we would need them across the country to assist us do this education. We found a gap from previous experiences, and that gap is the fact that people, the NCCE, did not have enough access to media platforms to be able to disseminate the education regarding the proper ways of voting. So now, with support from Star Ghana, we are able to provide this platform. And you know, GBC's network, it's unrivaled in the country, both radio and television. So NCCE has offices around the country, just like the Electoral Commission. We would give them access to all these stations. These local FM stations have niche audiences.
Project manager of GBC's Ghana Wins Election 2016, Ebenezer Mpabin. For his part, the program's director of Star Ghana, Ibrahim Tanko Amidu, urged GBC to continue playing the role of a neutrality facility before, during, and after the elections.
The action towards ensuring credible elections in 2012, and that is why we've decided to support these organizations again in 2016, particularly with GBC. Apart from the quality of the work, we think that GBC brings to the table the national coverage and the reputation built over the years, and that is something that is really valuable in an election period project.
Tell us the kind of feedback you have received from the public and these media institutions who you have been working with all this while.
Well, I think the feedback has broadly been very positive. The actions that we supported in 2012 ranged from projects to to try and sanitize the language used, the media. Two projects that sought to encourage issue-based debates amongst the party. And for GBC, for example, we also provided support for them to host the candidates who were excluded from the IEA debate to, in order that they can present their case to the people of Ghana.
Programs Director of Star Ghana, Ibrahim Tanku Amidu, a lecturer at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Zakaria Tanku Musa, commended GBC for its consistent neutrality in the discharge of its duties as a state broadcaster, particularly during electioneering. Notwithstanding this, Mr. Musa called on GBC to be assertive when necessary with regards to organizations that would want to bully it.
Clearly, GBC is a national broadcaster. And as a national broadcaster, what is expected of them is to operate within a framework of neutrality, fairness, and giving people the opportunity to express their views and opinions freely. So whether it's the government or it's the opposition, they need to provide that platform. And I think if you look at what GBC had been doing all for all this while, I think GBC had been doing that. But of course, see, the difficulty is that when you are dealing with issues about politics, it can be very emotive. And sometimes people would get in positions and entrench positions and all those things. And the way to avoid these things, which Tanku Ibrahim outlined, is to have guidelines in advance, have guidelines, have regulations, and let people know what those guidelines are right from the onset. And you have to stick to those guidelines and have mechanisms in place for you to deal with any grievances and all those things. And those grievances, because we're talking about elections, those grievances have to be dealt with.
Are the property of government, the people, and
should be very, very strict timelines so that people wouldn't be dragging on. And by the time people realize the ultimate reason why people are really raising those grievances,